kind of back in behind.
Well, a lot of people had servants' houses in the yard.
Well, we had a servants' house there at our house that the cooks lived in there.
Yeah. What'd you call that, by the way? I know y'all, since y'all were, you know, since y'all had a lot of help and stuff like that, you must have had all sorts of houses back in the back of the yard.
Well, of course, this was, originally this thing back there was a two-story thing, and it was a, at the time it was built as a stable underneath, but then we turned it into a garage, I mean, and then upstairs there was a room up there for where the cook stayed upstairs there.
Yeah.
There was two rooms, but she just used one room up there. I had one room upstairs.
In our house in the country, we had a place, and it's still there, it's called Smokehouse.
Yeah,
still
yeah,
in the yard. And then there's also a little, oh, he told you about that,
yeah,
the other little house that was used for
a privy.
We were mentioning names that you might have. You mentioned the word Pepperwood. Whites use that?
Yeah, I'm talking about other whites or redneck.
Okay.
I really call more people call rednecks now, but
it was more Peckerwood.
Back in the few years back, I considered more of a Peckerwood. That's what I called them rather than redneck. Now, of course, people call a low class of white people now rednecks or something.
Would you use that word when you were angry?
No, I didn't ever call anybody a Peckerwoodness. Speaking of a certain class of people is the way I used it as a lower class of people. I mean,
I see. In other words, you use it. In other words, you didn't use it about a person when you were talking about.
No.
What about would you say Richard Peckerwood was just a lower class of people then? But couldn't you say Richard Nixon was a Peckerwood?
No, he wasn't a Peckerwood at all.
Oh, I see.
He might have been a crook, but he wasn't a Peckerwood.
These Peckerwoods were people, and you know, that were lived maybe way out.
Yeah, is that?
Well, they kind of lived out in the country, or seemed to. But I mean, really, some of the people in town were just as bad. You could tell them they'd come with the long hair like you got here now. They'd come to town, and which are, people in town or people that took care of themselves never would have it. And they'd have long hair and look like they hadn't had a haircut. Well, of course, that was unusual in those days to see, till a few years ago, to see somebody with long hair or a man.
Yeah.
And
when you were young, people had
you could just look at somebody and tell when. They were nice people in the country, but people that just kind of, I don't know, it's just a certain class of people that were in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, there's plenty of Peckerwoods right here in town too. They didn't have that country look, but they were just as sorry. And some of those are Peckerwoods out in the country. I'd rather take them over the lower class people in town here. Well, my goodness, some of those people, they just didn't have the advantages and lived way out and
rough.
Yeah, just a rough class of people.
What about a person who lived out in the country and never came into town but maybe once or twice a year?
Well, of course, way back there, because that's been a long time since, that's almost getting back beyond us.
Mm-hmm. Somebody, maybe he had a growth all over his face, and he just, when folks came into town, they said he didn't know anything about city life. He was just a...
You kind of get. Well, there wasn't too much of that around this area. I mean, you might, if you'd get up in northern Arkansas, I imagine you could have found a lot of that in northern Arkansas, but not around too much around this section now.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word cracker used by anybody?
No, I don't guess I really have. I don't know what it means really.
What?
Cracker.
Okay.